Insert funny comedy skit about Pete Rose, Commandos, F-18 Hornets, and guys with crossbows here. Yay. Kick the intro music. How's it going, Phil? This is Christian again. I got another submission for you this time. I'm just going to go ahead and say that sorry for missing last week's submission. It's been pretty crazy around here, but I'm all healed up now, all ready to go, and ready to talk about the games that I've missed. Let's just start with F-18 Hornet. So, I actually think this is a pretty good game. I'm going to go ahead and just give my rating in the beginning for this one. I'm a big, big, big sucker for flight simulations, and for me, this kind of is one of the games that I can feel definitely laid the framework for what simulations would become. I've heard there were a lot of great simulations for other systems, like the Commodore 64, but that's not what this podcast is about, so I won't go there. This is probably one of the better retro flight simulators that I've ever played. A lot of people tend to not like it. I was kind of looking online, doing some research about it. After playing the game myself, I found that it's a good game, but I could see why it's not something for everybody. F-18 Hornet has some really cool ideas going about it. I like the whole fact that they're really going for a simulation look. I also really appreciate the attention to detail on some of the instruments, even though they may not all be 100% functional, I'm not sure. They all seemed to do something, at least. I don't have a manual for this game, so it was kind of difficult to tell what some of the things did, but after a while you kind of get the idea, what's the altimeter, you know, stuff like that. It was a good game, like I said, a thousand times now. One of the things that really stuck out to me for some reason was the explosion effects. Whenever you get a hit with one of your missiles, there's that really cool kind of explosion that really just kind of breaks up the monotony of the drone and the engines, and I really like that. It was nice. It was a cool idea, if nothing else. F-18 Hornet was, if nothing else, a really good proof of concept. The 7800 was capable of some sort of three-dimensional space. So I think Ball Blazer did that to a much better degree than F-18. I don't think that F-18 should lose anything for that. I have already listened to your episode, so I will agree with you that it does seem that some of the structures are very blocky, and it is kind of difficult to tell what it is when stuff's coming at you, but that's, to me, a hardware limitation and not something that I'm going to dock the game itself for. Ambitious, yes, and I respect that. So I'm going to give this game a solid for sure. Next one up is Pete Rose Baseball. You know, it's another baseball game for me. It's good. It's better than a lot of the other baseball games that I've played for retro systems. More specifically, Atari 2600 and Real Sports Baseball. It's got a couple things going for it. It's got the more detailed character models. It's got some nice animations, particularly in the pitcher. I don't know why. I just really enjoy seeing some more finesse in the animation for the pitcher throwing the ball. Other than that, the stock 2600 crowd sound, I know it's authentic, I know it's very iconic, but it does start to drone on me after a while. After a couple games, 5 or 6 games in, you know, turns to 10 games, before you know it, you just kind of, yeah, everyone can just quietly sit in their seats or make a different noise, maybe get an air horn in there or something like that, just to break things up a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and give Pete Rose Baseball a solid rating as well. I'm not going to give it a Hall of Fame. It's not that good, let's be honest here. Definitely not a meh, though, either. It's very playable. It's a very good game. It covers all the bases, no pun intended. And it's just a lot of good fun to play. The next game up, going into your new games for this week. I'll spend a little bit more time on these since I'm not recapping what everybody else has heard. Let's start with Crossbow. The reason I'm going to start with Crossbow first is because I honestly feel like this is the game that I didn't get the best interpretation of. I do not have the XE light gun. If I had the XE light gun, I'm sure this game would have been a lot better. Just like Cracked. The same reason that I feel like I got an unfair representation of Cracked, I feel like I get an unfair representation of Crossbow. It is also very weird, just like Cracked was. There's just a lot of weird things, volcanoes, you know, it's just an interesting game, lots of interesting things to shoot at. I'm sure, like I said, with a light gun, it would be a fun gallery just to see who could get the most points between friends, but other than that, it doesn't really impress me. Playing it with the controller, I found that it felt a little more clumsy than Cracked, and I don't know if that's just me, or that the targets were a little bit smaller, I'm not sure. But I'm going to give the game a meh. And I said it was going to take longer, but for me, Crossbow was kind of a play my 30 allotted minutes and then say, yeah, you know, eh, that's meh. That's pretty much it. Not bad. I'm sure there's quite a few people who will like it. I do enjoy some of the models that they used. I feel like I hate comparing it to Cracked because it is technically a different kind of game, but I feel like Cracked with the cartoony style worked a lot better with the 7800 than this more faux realistic style that does. So that's pretty much it. Now, for the game that I really wanted to sink my teeth into, Commando. Commando is a great example of what the 7800 can do, particularly in one aspect that I'm really going to get into, and that is with the Pokey chip. For a quick update, for those of you who may or may not have heard my audio submission, my copy of Ball Blazer was basically ruined. There was a Pokey chip inside, but there was lots of just gunk inside of the board. I took the casing apart and took the board out, and there were pieces missing. It looked like someone had taken it apart before and just resealed it. It was bad. I don't know what was wrong. Maybe someone crushed it and put it into a new case or something. But I did salvage the Pokey chip, and it is sitting on my desk. I'm going to keep it as a little souvenir just because I think it's cool. I'm not going to sell it. I don't feel like it's right to make a profit like that, but the game is done. The game is, I don't know how to salvage a board like that. I like to think I'm fairly good with electronics, but there's nothing I could do to salvage what was left of that board. What I wanted to talk about as far as the Pokechip goes is how great the music is in Commando. It's so good. It sounds so good compared to so many other of the 7800 games. And I feel like if more games had this music, music that utilized the Pokey chip, this really could have been, that really could have been what separated itself from a lot of its competitors. I mean, it was essentially competing against the 2600. It was putting out similar games with updated graphics, smoother animations, and the same sounds. They were the same kind of games coming out. So I feel like one thing that really could have helped separate itself from its very close relative, the 2600, would be more utilization of this Pokey chip. I know the sound effects aren't using the Pokey chip, but I don't feel like that holds the game back at all. I feel like it really shines, even using some of the stock shooting sound effects, something, you know, sounds you'd hear from hundreds of other games in the Atari 2600 library. Commando really does a great job of incorporating music, so you don't think about this is the same sound I've heard 1,000 times over, like in Pete Rose Baseball, where I hear that wave / rocket ship / crowd effect that I've heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So that's my biggest thing that I like about Commando, is the music. But that's not it. Gameplay is my number one thing when I go into these games, and I found myself coming back to Commando. I played F-18 Hornet quite a bit, because only, like I said, I'm very, very biased towards simulators and games like that. I enjoy that experience, so I really wanted to get good at F-18 Hornet, and I feel like I did fairly well. But that was my main reason for staying with F-18 Hornet, was the challenge, the simulation aspect. I wanted to get as close to a perfect quote-unquote score, the highest rank I could. Commando, on the other hand, was just fun. It was just fun coming up to the door, or coming up, shooting at the trucks, shooting at the people behind the barriers, you know, coming up to the walls and trying to get I'm assuming the high-ranking officers. I don't have a copy of the manual for this either, and I haven't looked it up yet, but it was just fun. It was a good game. It had a great core gameplay mechanics. I didn't find any bugs. The graphics looked great. You could tell what everything was. The explosions were nice. The guns were nice. It controlled well. It sounded good. Everything was there. Commando hit all of the bases. So I will give this my third, I believe, Hall of Fame rating. And I believe it deserves that. So now I think I have Centipede, Ball Blazer. Oh no, I also have Food Fight. So I've already taken four of my top five. May have accidentally boxed myself in here though, but that's pretty much it as far as the games are. I know it's a shorter audio submission, but I also don't have, you know, 30 games to talk about like I did in my last big audio submission. I plan on picking up the pace on these again. I know I've been down with the whole tooth thing and the gruesome details, and trust me, they are gruesome. I won't go into them, but now I'm back to podcasting shape. So it was great sharing my thoughts. Like I said, sorry for missing the last episode. Hopefully I won't miss another one. I guess this is the part where I go and play my Lynx longtime favorite console. Man, wouldn't it be great if I had a robotic voice like everyone else to talk to?
Hi there. You said you were looking for a robotic voice.